Ba-da-ba-ba-da-da-da-da. Good morning, listeners. It's time for another cup of coffee with...
Thompson.
All right. Hey, Thompson. So, you seem pretty excited today. What are you so excited about?
I'm so excited about your work day.
My work day? And what does that mean?
That means your work day is on Saturday.
My work day is not on Saturday. It's not Saturday. It's Monday.
Monday. Oh, wait. What's my mom's work day on? What's my mom's work day on? Is it on Saturday?
On Saturday? What?
Is my mom's work day on Saturday?
Is your mom's work day on Saturday? No, I don't think so.
What's my mom's birthday on?
We don't have work days on Saturday.
Don't have work days on Saturday?
No, we don't. We don't have work days on Saturday. There's no school on Saturday. Not even for grown-up people. Except when you're in college and university. Then you might have school on Saturday. But even then, maybe not. You know what? It's been a little while. I think we need to refresh everybody's memory that our friends at the VFW are putting on a, need money for college? The Veterans of Foreign Wars, the VFW, gives out over $2 million in college scholarships every year to 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th grade students through the Voice of Democracy Scholarship Contest. Isn't that cool, Thompson?
Yes.
They're such awesome people. All you need to do is write a 3 to 5 minute audio essay on a patriotic theme. This year's theme is Why I'm Optimistic About Our Nation's Future. The top national prize is $30,000 scholarship. What'd you do there? Okay, the top national prize is a $30,000 scholarship, and first place state winners win a trip to Washington, D.C. Visit the VFW's website at www.vfw.org for additional information. The student entry deadline is November 1st, 2013, so hop to it, little scholars, and get some money for college, because Lord knows, was it the president said something about the price of ignorance is more expensive than the price of knowledge or education? Or anyways, being smart doesn't hurt, and it only makes you more money. And it's good. And so thank you very much, Veterans of Foreign Wars, A, for your service, and B, for this awesome contest. We love you all.
We love you all.
And thank you.
And thank you.
Awesome. So this morning I'm having a hybrid blend of Three Beans Coffee and Capricorn Coffee Dark French Roast. I'm having the Three Beans Dark Roast, which is dark and smoky. And of course, Turbinado raw sugar from our good friends in Malawi, with some thank organic clover stir netted. Thank you, Malawi. What'd you say?
Thank you, Malawi.
Thank you, Malawi. And thank you, clover stir netted organic, half and half.
Half and half? But I don't think half.
Ah, that's delicious. Gotta have a cup of coffee.
What happens?
I can't believe, what? What's that?
What happens if milk mix is yogurt.
Milk mixes with New York? Then you'd have a milky city.
Not with New York. Yogurt.
Oh, milk and yogurt? Well, you can make that into like a smoothie.
What about if you make it into half and half?
Half and half is half milk and half cream.
Oh, what happens if milk crashes into yogurt, and then it makes half and half.
Well, it doesn't really work like that, because yogurt has live cultures in it, which is why it's called yogurt and not just milk. And there's enzymes and stuff. You know enzymes from your science books, right?
Yeah.
Well, Thompson, tell me something you're going to do today, because you're very excited that I'm going to come work for you today.
Well, I like I like two things. I learn how nursing school. I like one dick. And you know what's under the dome area?
What's under the dome area?
It's called Lower Deck. I like to play on Lower Deck a lot.
What's so attractive about Lower Deck? Why do you like it so much?
Because there's all of those play stuff down there. There's actually a climbing ladder and a climbing wall, too. And there's a cafe down on Lower Deck, too. And you know what's in... I noticed two rooms that are just alike as the other rooms. I named two rooms called the purple room and the yellow room because I like to play the. I know what's in the yellow room.
The playhouse?
Yeah. I like to play the playhouse a lot. I like the ladder a lot too.
You like anything you can climb on is really what it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're a natural born climber.
Natural born climber?
Yeah, remember when you were at Tree Frog Treks and you were climbing trees?
Yeah.
And then you climb ladders?
Yeah.
And then you climbed...
Climbing walls?
Climbing walls?
Yeah.
And you climbed the dome?
The dome, yeah.
You climb anything you get your hands on, huh?
Yeah, I can climb the rope ladder.
You can climb the rope ladder?
Yeah.
Wow, I can't climb a rope.
It's easy. I can climb the rope ladder all what I want.
Eep. What do you got there in your hand?
Ooh.
That's a Krabby Patty, right? You got yourself a little rubber hamburger toy that breaks apart into pieces and then you can put it back together. Where did you get that?
From Nina's birthday party.
Nina's birthday party? Why don't you say happy birthday to Nina on the show?
Well, because I'm just a little scared.
You're a little scared? Just say happy birthday, Nina.
Happy birthday, Nina!
Happy birthday, Nina. That was an awesome party. Thank you for inviting Thompson and us, and we had a great time at Pump It Up San Francisco, and boy, is that a well-run operation, let me tell you. You go from room to cake to done to boom. It's very, it's almost industrial. And we have one more. Oh, we're out of time. We're out of time. Everybody love everybody.
Bye, 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 bye.